Switchbacks are a common design feature of many mountain roads. Generally, the only way to get up and over a pass is to switch back and forth several times to gain the elevation needed. If the Going to the Sun Road had been built following one design plan, it would have had 15 switchbacks climbing up the head of Logan Creek directly below Logan Pass. Imagine trying to plow that road every spring. Snowplows would continually be pushing snow onto already plowed areas over and over again. Well, in 1924, Frank Kitteridge of the Bureau of Public Roads directed a survey of potential routes over Logan Pass. His team started in September and was able to map out 21 miles before winter closed in. The work was difficult, and men often had to climb 3,000 feet each morning to get to the survey sites. The crews walked along narrow ledges and hung over cliffs by rope to make many of the measurements. The work was extremely challenging and resulted in a 300% turnover in labor in just 3 months. But the survey work did pay off, and in late 1924, National Park Service Director Stephen Mather approved Kitteridge's alternate route. It contained only one switchback and followed McDonald Creek where it turned north before looping back on itself and continuing up the garden wall in one long, continuous path. The current route allows for greater views of the park and blends well into the landscape. The work of Kitteridge and the Bureau of Public Roads resulted in a partnership with the National Park Service to construct roads throughout the national park system. The Bureau of Public Roads became the Federal Highway Administration, and today that partnership still continues.